We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Final hour of Beamer in for Bowerly. I want to thank you for joining me. We'll see you back here. No, I'm just kidding. We're just the start of the hour. The snow's really coming down here in Amherst. If you are on the roads, be careful, please. The temperature is also dropping, which might be obvious to you, the fact that there's snow falling from the ground. When we started the show, it was 48. It is now 38 degrees outside our Amherst studios, and we will get to 24 miles an hour. Again, those winds are going to gust around 40 miles an hour. Be around 25 to 35 miles an hour. So if you have any traffic notes that you want to text in or call in, obviously those calls will get right through. 803-0930 for the phone and text number. If you do, just make sure it's a safe situation that you find yourself in. And if you want to tell us what the conditions are where you are, feel free to call in or text those in as well at 803-0930. Now, you know, We've got a lot of stuff to talk to. We've done a lot of serious stuff, a lot of what's going to happen stuff. And, you know, just looking through what's gone on, what's been going on in the world. You know, I told you tomorrow, opening day of baseball, it's one of my favorite days of the year. It's something I always look forward to. You know, we've talked about this before. For me, favorite days of the year, Christmas, opening day of college football season, you know, Virginia Tech's first game. The Bills' first game of the season. I love those things. Love them. Look forward to those days. Sometimes the best day is a day you don't look forward to, right? It's just some random day. It starts off like any other. And for some reason, it's just something you always remember. It's a day or a weekend you always remember. And it wasn't even planned to do so. So I don't know where I was going with that. But I just wanted to make that point. You know, We all have a day we look forward to, right? We have a favorite holiday. Some of us over-celebrate our birthday, I think, right? I mean, you've got people that will take, you know, call it their birthday week, take off the whole week. You've got people who will take off, you know, the whole month of December for Christmas. I mean, there's just people that there's their favorite time of year, and they're going to take it all in. And hope you do so. Hope you do so. Hope you enjoy it. But what I'm saying is sometimes the best day is something you never even planned, right? That's all. Literally the only point I was trying to make because I was thinking about it during the break, something Josh and I were talking about. Now, if you want to comment on anything we talked about in the first 3 hours, make sure you do so. 803-0930, star 930. This is open lines. For stuff I've mentioned. So anything I've mentioned that you want to comment on, make sure you call in and comment on. You know, there's this story that David talked about in his first hour today and making the list. Buffalo Niagara Airport ranked number one for cancellations in 2022. This is from Channel 2, WGRZ. Two generational snowstorms, airline staffing, and scheduling kerfuffles at other airports caused Buffalo to rank number one in cancellations for 2022. So, you know, and we love when we're on a list, right? We love in Western New York when we are on a list. I don't think this is the one we want to be on. I don't think this is because it is a pain in the you-know-what to just get ready and go to the airport, right? I mean, that is just that's a trip within itself. All right, getting ready. I don't know if you're like me. You know, I am not a 3 days, you know, plan everything out, have everything laying out. I am the, I got home from work, my plane takes off at 3. I have an hour to throw everything in my bag and get to the airport. That's the kind of packer I am, right? I mean, there will be times during college football season where I will just never unpack. So I have game day stuff in my duffel bag for the next trip to Blacksburg, Virginia. But at the airport, I mean, it's a hassle just to get there, right? You either get a taxi, a ride share, you have a friend pick you up, take you to the airport, so you save a little money. You get there. If you're checking your bags, you go do that. And we mentioned in the first hour the line that's there, or the kiosks, and you go through all that. Then you go through the TSA line, and depending on the time of day, that can be a trip. Just to get to your gate and be told that your flight is either delayed or canceled. And, you know, hey, there are some nice places inside the Buffalo airport. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to offend any of the workers inside the airport. There are some nice hangout places to get a drink before the flight or a bite to eat before the flight. But when your flight's delayed at any airport, it doesn't have to just be Buffalo, but when your flight's delayed, in my opinion, that's worse than being canceled. And let me explain. Canceled usually means you're going to go talk to a ticket agent, and they will either get you on another flight that day or on another airline that day, right? That mostly is what will happen. Sometimes they'll say, we can get you on the first flight tomorrow morning. Now, that's ridiculous. That's awful, right? That is a wrench in your plans. And for some people, that's not acceptable because you have to be there now. But being delayed, at least when your flight's canceled, you get some kind of clarity on when you're going to take off. When your flight's delayed, that clarity is not so much, okay? And you could be stuck in the airport for hours. And let's just say, if you're like me and you budget how much you're going to spend on your vacation, you could dip into that budget quite well if you're stuck in an airport for a long period of time. The airport's not the cheapest place for drinks or for food. The airport, you know, makes one bill's drive seem reasonable. Story. And a delay can also go past the time that places at the airport are open. Now, this weekend is WrestleMania, okay? WrestleMania in sunny Los Angeles. A few years ago, me, Brian Mazurowski, Ryan Gates, Mike Baggerman, and a bunch of other people went to New Orleans, Louisiana for WrestleMania 2018, okay? It was a fun trip, don't get me wrong. We had a blast. However, we fly from Buffalo to Charlotte, right? Common flight to get a connection to New Orleans. We get on the plane in Charlotte, taxi, and then we're told something's wrong with the plane. They take us back to the gate and say they'll let us know when everything's ready. Now, this was right when everything within that terminal of the way of the airport was closing, right? We're talking past 10 o'clock. So we couldn't go back to the place that we had been. And that was upsetting to me because I had left half a drink there, which, you know, $20. Couldn't get any food. But again, okay, this delay, it's a mechanical problem. It might take, you know, 20, 30 minutes. It'll get us back on the plane. We waited until 2 in the morning to take off. At an airport that was mostly closed, you couldn't venture too far from the gate because you never knew when they were going to finally get the thing ready. Charlotte's a pretty big airport. I'm sure something was open somewhere. Right? The international wing, something might have been open. But we couldn't go anywhere because you never knew when this thing was going to take off. So we're like rotating nap schedule till 2 in the morning because someone has to be up to wake everyone else up and say, hey, the plane's taking off. Now, in my opinion, and now there are people on that trip that would probably disagree with me, it would have been a better situation if the flight was just canceled and said, hey, we'll get you on the first flight to New Orleans tomorrow at 6 a.m. To me, that would have been the better option. Now, of course, for me, I think that's a better option because the airline would have put us in a hotel, right? We would have had a place to stay, but we also would have had clarity on when we take off. So I want to know from you, 803-0930, star 930. Do you think I'm an idiot for saying that? Do you completely disagree with me? And what's your delay slash cancellation story? Buffalo ranks number one in cancellations, which means there is a majority of people listening to my voice right now who have had a flight canceled. And I know there is not one person listening to me who has never had a flight delayed. Because if you've flown on a certain airline that I won't mention because I don't want to get in trouble, if you've flown on a certain airline, there's no way that you haven't been delayed because that airline's delayed on a regular basis. But what is your delay cancel story, your flight, the most you've been annoyed with an airline? It is Beamer in for Bowerly. Before we get back to the topic, can anyone tell me what Gwyneth Paltrow's being sued for? I keep seeing this case pop up on Twitter, and I have no idea what's going on.
From my understanding, because I also don't know the full thing, but it seems like she had like a skiing accident, and like just from all the headlines I see, it's like the equivalent of an actual hit and run, except you're on skis.
She's the one who hit and run?
I think so. That's what I've understood. I haven't really seen too much except for passing glances of like. When it comes up on the TV.
Interesting. All right, I'll have to look into that. Hey, by the way, a texter says to remind drivers to turn on their headlights. Come on, guys. Let's be safe out there. Put those headlights on. 803-0930, star 930. We're talking about delays and cancellations. Buffalo ranked number one for cancellations in the nation. The Buffalo Niagara Airport, number one in cancellations. What's your delay, cancellation, or just annoyance story? Let me tell you mine, and then Josh has a story for us as well. This is back when I was the call screener for the Tom Bowerly show when Tom Bowerly was on in the morning, okay? So back when it was 9 to 12, and I was in Miami with a bunch of friends for the 4th of July. And we're flying back up, and we all took different airlines, but I'm flying back up. And the plane has to avoid a storm that was over D.C., okay? Obviously, thankfully they did. So they went around the storm, got to LaGuardia. By the time we got off the plane, the Buffalo flight had left. But there was a flight to Rochester, okay? And I walked up. Now, by the way, this is like 2011, 2012. I walk up to the ticket counter or, you know, the counter at the gate. And I said, is there any way I can get on that flight to Rochester? And she said, I quote, well, maybe not quote because it was, you know, over 10 years ago. But she said, yes, there are seats available. I'll get you on that plane. I go, oh, my God, this is great. I call my parents. I say, is there any way you can drive to Rochester and pick me up? And, of course, they agreed. I'm sure they were annoyed, but they agreed. So, you know, they're typing on the computer. And I'm thinking, I'm going to be on this plane. This is going to be great. I'm going to get home tonight. They close the door to the plane while this ticket person is still typing on the computer. And I said, isn't it the Rochester flight? And she said, oh, yeah, they closed the door. I guess I can't get you on there. And this wasn't like a quick two-minute thing. She was typing for like 10 minutes. I end up not getting on the flight. I have to stay at... Oh, and then the airline says, we've already used all our rooms at the Hampton Inn, so we're going to put you at the LaGuardia Golden Inn or something, okay? It was something weird like that. And, of course, they give me room and a voucher for the, like a $25 voucher for the bar and restaurant that was in the lobby. So I go down there, I watch the Mets, I get a beverage and some dinner, go to the room, take sleep, and then my flight was supposed to take off at 7, I think, okay? Or, I'm sorry, 6. It was supposed to take off at 6. So I get up wicked early. As I check out of the room and get on the bus to the airport, I get a text message that flight had been canceled. So I was supposed to get home around 8:30 the first night. I didn't get home until after 4 the night after. And let me tell you, it is not cheap to be stuck in LaGuardia for almost 12 hours. It was... Talk about being annoyed, and it could have all been avoided. Oh, and by the way, they had a last-minute find a call screener here because I was supposed to return to work that day. So it was just an all-around annoyed. And again, it could have all been avoided by just getting me on that Rochester flight. I'm not mad at the plane for avoiding the storm. I'm thankful they did. But man, just talk about mishandled, in my opinion. Now, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't work for an airline. But just talk about a mishandled situation. And when we talk about being annoyed at an airline, that's the one that sticks out. I'm not annoyed at the airline in Charlotte for having to stay till 2 in the morning. Yeah, it stunk, and I would have rather them had canceled the flight instead of delayed it. But that's a maintenance issue. You don't want anything rushed. At LaGuardia, we're talking about a plane that was literally about to take off. All you had to do was put me on that plane. I had a ticket on the Buffalo plane that left because of you. Get me on this Rochester flight and let's get the heck out of there. No, instead, I don't get home until after 4 o'clock in the afternoon the following day. That is my annoyance story. You heard my cancellation delay story. When we come back, we'll hear Josh's story and hopefully yours. 803-0930, star 930, Buffalo number one for cancellations. What is your flight cancellation delay story? Or just your being annoyed at the airport story? Because we've all been annoyed. And I would argue that most of us have been annoyed at an airport more than once. It's Beamer in for Bowerly on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For Bowerly on opening day eve. Hope you're having a safe travel home. I've got to say, the snow, Josh, would you say it's pretty much stopped outside our Amherst studios?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of blowing around still, but it's just light flakes at this point. Yeah. At least here anyway. We're broken up by some buildings here.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Well, hopefully it's moving out, and hopefully you're having a safe trip home. The news came out that Buffalo ranks first in flight cancellations. What are your flight cancellation or delay stories? I made the argument in the last segment. I think delays are more annoying than cancellations. Yes, cancellations can throw a wrench in your plans. Cancellations can ruin your plans if it's canceled for a day. But at least there's some more clarity. When you hear your flight's delayed, it could be hours. So could a cancellation. But you get what I'm saying. Cancellation, they try to get you on another flight. Sometimes they try to get you on another airline. You have a little more clarity when it's figured out. A delay could be for hours. And now you're stuck in an airport. You know what I mean? 803-0930, star 930, that's the number to get on. It's also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board said, missed my train connection in Chicago a couple weeks ago. Amtrak gave us transport to and from a great hotel, $65 in meal vouchers, and set up our ride to the next day. I did nothing. Best treatment ever. Now, that's nice, right? When you walk up and they say, we've done this all for you. It's all taken care of. Here you go. Now, Josh, you have a flight cancellation, delay, or just a time you were annoyed at the airport or at the train station, the bus station, any kind of travel thing that was disrupted. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, it was my senior year of high school. We were going on a school trip to Roatan, Honduras, which is a little island off the coast of Honduras. It was a marine biology club trip. And we were going to fly out of Buffalo to Toronto, Toronto to Dallas, and then Dallas to Honduras. We were going to fly Buffalo to Toronto, Buffalo to Atlanta. And that was when the whole big Atlanta airport shutdown happened. So instead of flying from Buffalo to Atlanta to Honduras, my teachers did all the work on this at like 5:30 in the morning, mind you. We're at the terminal when everything's happening, and they're like, oh, we can't fly to Atlanta because of the strike and all this stuff. So our teachers rebook a new flight because you have to have certain flights because only certain flights go in and out of that little island
right.
Certain days of the week. So we drove through airport shuttles to Toronto, stayed the night in Toronto. The next morning, we flew to Dallas, and then we flew to Roatan. But this also caused a lot of problems with my luggage because my luggage didn't get to me until halfway through the week-long trip.
Oof.
Yeah. So I only had the clothes that I had in my carry-on. So my luggage went from Buffalo to Toronto to Dallas to Houston to El Salvador, then to Roatan.
Well, so what did you do for those few days?
Granted, we were spending most of our time in the water. It was a marine biology trip. We were snorkeling and things like that. So I had a couple pairs of swim trunks with me, and I just kind of wore those around. We were on a resort. I mean, you can wear swim trunks on a resort. It's fine, you know? So,
Wow.
But I had a week's worth of clothes to wear in 3 days, so I was changing clothes every, like, 3 hours when I finally got my luggage. And, yeah, it was a wild time. It was crazy.
Good for
you. And thankfully, though, like I said, thankfully my teachers did all the work, so I had nothing to worry about.
What can you tell us about marine biology? You know, George Costanza pretended to be a marine biologist.
It was actually pretty interesting. You know, I originally joined it just to go on the trip because they went on these trips yearly.
Yeah.
And then you got to pick where you were going to go. And we had the choice of Roatan, Costa Rica, or San Diego. And we chose Roatan. But it was really cool because we got to swim with dolphins. We looked at, you know, coral and things like that. We saw a eagle ray, one of the big... it's one of the types of rays, but it's common in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
And then we saw a couple eels as well. That was cool. Mm. Didn't see any sharks, though. Did see a turtle.
I'll tell you this. What time of year was it?
It was actually right around now. We came back on my birthday, which is in April. So
I would have gone to San Diego. That's one of the ballparks that I want to scratch off my list to go back to yesterday.
Well, we wouldn't have been able to do something like that.
Oh, well, then never mind. That's cool. That sounds like a cool trip. Marine biology. I have a story about that and my time in student government, which, you know, I love to tell my stories. So I might get to that after traffic with Alan Harris. But first, we're going to go to Kevin in Buffalo. He's got a cancellation story. Kevin, thanks for calling in.
Well, last June, I went to Europe to visit my daughter, and I came back, flew into Boston. And that was no problem, but my flight was to Buffalo at 10 o'clock. No problem. I went and spent a bunch of money at the bar, had some beers, and I'm going home. No big deal. So they bump it to 10:30. They go, oh, we have another plane going to Syracuse. If somebody wants to get on it. Oh, why? Is it canceled? Oh, no. The Buffalo flight's not canceled. So the Syracuse takes off. They canceled it. Done. Oh, mine was the next flight. Friday, they tell me.
Oh.
I go, Friday? It's Wednesday. They gave me no. They gave me my money back, no hotel, nothing. So I figured, well, you know what? Boston, 8 hours away. I'll go rent a car. Mind you, it's 11:30 at night. Want to rent a car? You got a reservation? No. Well, make reservation. You can pick it up tomorrow morning at 8. Lovely. So then I figured, well, I'll take the train. No problem. So I booked the train ticket. Leaves at 8 in the morning. It's only 150 bucks or something like that. So I go figure I'll go to the station and hang out there. So I go get on the train. It's free. Go to the station. Get up there. Bring my bags all the way up. I'll keep following the signs. I go out. Here I am standing outside now of the train station at 12 midnight with four homeless people sleeping around me. Like, oh, my God, I got to get out of here. So I went back to the airport and sleep under that board where they see all the cancellation. I slept in there, nowhere to sleep until next day that I got on the train. But they gave me nothing, no money, nothing. It was just, it was the worst. I didn't get back. I could have got a plane, but the plane was $750 to get back on the plane the next day. So I was just brutal.
That is a whirlwind of a story, Kevin. Cancellation. Appreciate the call. You ever have a cancellation that you had to wait? Like you had to wait 24 hours before you could go again?
I didn't, but recently, I think it was actually around this time last year, my girlfriend was coming back from visiting her brother, and she almost got stuck overnight in an airport. For like no reason. The plane was going and everything, but they were like, oh, actually we oversold the plane seats, so like we're kicking you off the flight.
Oof.
Yeah, it was one of those things. So
David was talking about that today. Like,
yeah,
why put so many people on a plane when you know you don't have the seats?
Yeah, so like her and her brother were like, and this was like her connecting flight. So she flew out of Rhode Island to Baltimore and then was going to fly to Buffalo. And then that flight from Baltimore to Buffalo was the one where she got booted off of, but her luggage went. So her luggage came home, but she didn't. She was supposed to leave Baltimore around 11 in the afternoon. She didn't end up getting home until, I think, midnight.
Wow.
So she was stuck in Baltimore airport all day long waiting for her next flight. And there was, like, no help whatsoever from the desk attendant for that specific airline. Like she waited in this long line, and then they were like, "Yeah, we can't help you. Next." And then,
Did she at least have some crab cakes while she was at the Baltimore airport?
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't remember. She was very upset, so I couldn't really like ask her many questions about the airport. She was just like, "I want to just go home."
2009, my dad and I were flying somewhere. I can't remember. All I remember it was 2009 because the Phillies and Yankees were playing the World Series, and it was one of my least favorite World Series because I didn't know who to root for. Right? Because I mean, it's just two teams that, as a Mets fan, I do not like. And we went to this place and had crab cakes. It was really good. It was really good. And not just for an airport. They were really good crab cakes. So, of course, I had to ask that question. 803-0930, star 930, cancellations, delays, just overall being annoyed at the airport. It seems that that's just going to happen, right? You go to the airport, unless you have a quick flight to, like, you know, New York City or Boston, or you have that direct flight to Las Vegas, it's just going to be annoying, right? It's going to be annoying. It's going to, something's going to happen. You're going to have to drop way too much money on something that, you know, you at the time you feel you need at the airport, which is another thing, you know. One of my favorite Seinfeld stand-up routines, when he talks about, do these people know the price of things anywhere else? Which is very, very accurate. 803-0930, star 930. Josh mentioned Marine Biology Club or Marine Biology class or whatever it was that you were in. There was a similar thing when I was at Madai College on the student government. I was the treasurer. And there was a club that wanted to make a trip like that, okay? And they came to us for the funds. And I was not, you know, hey, I wasn't the most difficult treasurer. But I had a little bit of a pushback on this. By the way, so on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, two things I want to clear up here. Someone said, is a majority of those cancellations because of the snowstorm? And according to the poll or to the survey, two generational snowstorms, airline staffing and scheduling kerfuffles at other airports have forced this to be on the list. But yeah, I think the snowstorms were probably the big factor in this being number one for cancellations in the year 2022. Also, Obryki's, O-B-R-Y-C-K-I-S, is the place in the Baltimore airport. And Marty in Cheektowaga just texted in, best crab cakes in April, May, blue crab. I flew there once just to eat and drink and come home the same day. Never left the airport. Marty in Cheektowaga saying that about the Obryki's inside the Baltimore airport. That place, and we're talking over 10 years ago, I still remember how good those crab cakes were. You know when you have something so good, you remember it? I don't even remember what the trip was for. I don't remember where we were heading. All I remember was how good those crab cakes were at the airport. You know what I mean? So, wanted to address those. Now, I don't know if it was the Marine Biology Club. It was some kind of club that wanted to go, you know, to a nice place like Josh did and scuba dive and do all that stuff in the water. And, hey, you know, sounds like a great trip. And they came to the Madai student government for the funds. Now, this was the same time that the hockey club was coming to the club for the funds. Now, maybe I had a little bit of a bias, but I thought the hockey club was the more important club to support because they were going around the state with Madai all over their clothing, right? All over, they would wear Madai stuff on the ice, Madai gear to the bus, all that stuff. And my whole thing was, well, our goal is to bring more money into student government by getting our name out there. No offense to the five people in this club that want to go to the beach. I just don't think student government should be putting the money in. And I was the treasurer at the time, right? So you think my recommendation would have some say? No, they voted against my recommendation and gave the club the money. But, you know, now, 13 years removed, it makes sense. I completely understand. It was in turn for some kind of class, and I can definitely see why it was turned. But, to be fair, the hockey club also got their money.
See, the way it worked when I was in school is it was a high school, so it was a little different, but we actually raised the money ourselves. We did a flower like sale, and we did a bottle and can drive where we just went around collecting people's bottles and cans that they just left at the end of their driveway.
Oh, wow.
And we returned it, and part of the money we got went back to us, and part of it was donated to whatever foundation we were donating to that year.
Well, okay.
It was a nice way to like take off money from the trip's expense. So that nice. Was kind of cool. And you could like, if you joined the club and you were like, say you were like a freshman, you could join the club and then you could like save up your return money. And then once you're like a senior, you have all this money saved up from your bottle and can drive. Then you can just pay for the trip with all the bottles and cans you've saved up.
Awesome. Awesome. That's cool. Yeah. Sounds good. One last note, Rob in South Wales. I'm going to be 60 years old this year, and I have never flown in an airplane. This show really isn't helping those that are trying to get me to fly somewhere. Rob, let me tell you, the annoyance, the delays, that's just part of it. Once you get on the plane, and once you fly, and you land in your destination, and you get off the plane, and there's that little crack between the plane and the jetway, and you feel that tropical air, or maybe that cold air, depending on where you're trying to go. Let me tell you, it is completely worth it, okay? I love the New York Mets, right? Love the New York Mets. You know this. Last summer, my wife and I flew to New York. Now, my wife loves New York City. I love the New York Mets. Makes sense that we would make a summer trip to New York City, okay? Now, getting on the plane, yeah, that's annoying and everything. But once we're in the air, I got my headphones on. I'm listening to a good podcast on the Odyssey app that I downloaded. And then we land in New York City and you get off the plane. You hear the rustle and the noise and everything of New York City. I'm like, okay, it was completely worth it. So Rob, I would agree with the people who are trying to get you on that airplane because at the end of the day, it's completely worth it. 98% of the time it will get you there faster than any other form of transportation. And, you know, If the most annoying part of the trip is the airport, you probably had a pretty good vacation, right? Now, I would say so. If I fly somewhere, if I drive somewhere, the flying, the driving, those are the most annoying part of the vacation. Once we're there, the fun begins. So that's what I would say, Rob. I apologize if I've talked you out of it, but I hope you will go along with those that are trying to get you on the airplane and take that flight because I really do think you'll enjoy it. Hey! That's it. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. That's the show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the calls, the text. Hey, tomorrow's opening day. Go Mets. Good luck to whoever your team is, unless it's the Phillies, the Braves, the Yankees, the Marlins, or the Nationals.
Glad you didn't say Blue Jays.
Or the Dodgers. So if those aren't your team, good luck to your team. And I may see you tomorrow. I may not see you tomorrow. The question will be answered at 2 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.